Where's that enthusiasm? This is the most exciting session of the conference. Yes, I did say that, the most exciting session, because this is where you get to have all your questions answered. Now, I've noticed, because I've been in the front and the back, and I've noticed there are a few people on electronic devices that may not have been the materials for our conference. Now, as a faculty member, we frown upon that behavior. So I'm hoping that during this session, we'll have everyone's attention on our panel here, who, to my immediate right, Eleanor Ramey, who is with Steptoe and Johnson in D.C., who has been also with the Office of Tax Policy in the U.S. Treasury Department. She's worked with the House Ways and Means Committee staff, lots of knowledge on nonprofit tax issues. Many of you know Alex Reed, who spoke yesterday. Alex has an extensive background in this area, serving as a legislative counsel to the Joint Commission on Taxation, chairs the American Bar Association's Tax Exempt Org Committee. He's now at Baker Hostetler, chairing their national exempt group. Is that the proper way to describe it, Alex? And Alex has told me everybody could sing. I was shocked at that news. And then you all met Tracy in our last session. And so we were debating, do you want us to just turn ChatGPT on and let it take over, or would you like human responses to the questions? So it's really up to you. We're flexible.
Yeah. Right.
But we're discussing how sometimes you get wrong answers from ChatGPT, but I will tell you, our panel will not make mistakes. I'm just going to say it right now.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to say it, and that's the way it's going to be.
We're not programmed to make mistakes.
So I will just start with the questions we had earlier submitted, and then we can take it from there. I've only got one card. The mic will be available. Don't be shy. So I'll start off with a couple of the ones, again, we got earlier. So here's our first one. I believe the asker is in the audience today. So the question, is there a clear definition of an internship? I'm sure our university is consistent with many others in that there is no clear and consistent application of this term. So when is a job employment versus when is it, again, non-qualified scholarship, fellowship? We talked a little bit about this before. Any guidance we can provide the questioner on these things that we call internships? Are they unpaid internships? I know there's also FLSA issues with wages and things. So what kind of And I know people come to conferences, they want answers, right? I've seen
Absolutely.
That. We've all done committee conference planning, and the people want answers. So as people hate to hear, my students hate to hear, it depends, right? That's the worst answer, especially if you're a non-lawyer. Accountants hate that, it depends. And many of them struggle through business law for that reason. And so I guess we all know this depends, but I think if we can provide some clear guidance on how do we go through a process of looking at those facts and circumstances, or what kind of policies do we recommend for our clients so how they can take a situation, and we know, we've been on campuses, some of us, for a long time, facts are stranger than fiction, right? As soon as we have these particular fact patterns solved, a new one comes along, right? So you don't have to call up your outside accounting firm or law firm. If you have a good policy in place, practice in place, how do you help your clients who ask you that question? And how do I decide the framework? So I don't know who wants to start. Who wants to?
So I'll start. So from a top level, an internship is for the benefit of the student, and employment is for the benefit of the person who is employing them. So that's your top level. So start there. Who's benefiting from this? Is the student benefiting from this, or is the person who is using the student benefiting?
And I'll say we're both benefiting. That's when you say primarily, right?
Who's primarily benefiting from this? So that's the first. That's sort of your first step. The Department of Labor is the sort of source of the most information on this. The IRS is really not helpful on this. So the Department of Labor has the most information there, and you can go through. They have various sort of worksheets, things for employers and you can go through. But the general idea is if it's educational, if you're not replacing an employee, if they're doing work that is for their educational benefit, not for their like career advancement benefit, their educational benefit, then it's an internship. If it's for career advancement, if they're learning sort of, if they're doing something for the benefit of your organization, for your, company is usually, then it is more likely to be, or if they're doing sort of really clerical work,